My name is Chris Grawl. I'm a lead PM on the High Performance Computing team. And today we're going to talk about Windows HPC Server R2, and in particular running XL on the cluster. So one of the things we see in the HPC environment is people frequently use XL as the front end or the programming environment. It's very common in the financial space. We also see it in biomedical sciences and other areas. And what we are doing in HPC V3 Beta 1 is providing three mechanisms for integrating with XL. The first is to use VSTO. Now, this option has been available in the first two versions of HPC Server as well, where you can use VSTO and use the SDK we make available with HPC and write to the cluster. The second mechanism is offloading UDFs. So new with XL 2010 and with HPC V3 is a way to actually run user-defined functions on the cluster. So you run XL on the client side, the UDFs are on the compute nodes on the cluster, and you can execute them that way. The final method is to actually distribute XL and run XL on each one of the compute nodes. XL runs on the client. It distributes a portion of the workbook to each one of the XL compute nodes, and they run the workbook in parallel. Okay, so the first thing we'll dive into is offloading UDFs to the cluster. Again, UDFs are user-defined functions. You use the XL SDK to create these functions which plug into XL and provide more functionality, more functions than are provided in standard XL. So you create the functions, and then you can distribute those to the cluster and run them on the compute nodes. Again, this uses Office 2010. That's a requirement, and a new API that's developed in XL 2010. Again, it's easy to develop these on a single system. You can run the UDF locally, or you can run it on the compute node. Here's a diagram of what's happening. It's a little simplified diagram because I'm leaving out the scheduler and the head node. But on the compute node, you have XL 2010. It can call into a XLL file, which contains the UDF. Again, this is created using the XL SDK. Now, what we're providing in HPC V3 is this UDF connector, this orange component. It's going to talk to the HPC broker, which is going to communicate with some number of compute nodes. Each one of those compute nodes has a UDF container on it, and that is going to host a copy of the XLL file here. So within XL, when you do a calculation that requires UDFs that are running on the cluster, it will talk to the connector, through the broker to the container, and it will execute the UDF here on the compute node. Now again, the third method I discussed was actually running a full copy of XL on each one of the compute nodes. So here the XL client is running a workbook, and when you want to run it on the compute nodes using some samples and some code you build into XL, we can, going through a similar architecture to what I just showed for UDF, talk to the broker, which will talk to the compute nodes and run a copy of the XL client on each one of those nodes and run a portion of the workbook. We're going to provide SDK samples and drivers to make this easier for you and plugins for the XL workbook. But again, this parallelizes the lengthy calculations by splitting it across the cluster. It's very useful for things like parametric sweeps, or reading entries from a database where each one of the compute nodes can take different entries from the database and do the calculation and calculate a portion of the workbook. And what we're doing is virtualizing this recalc function that typically runs on the client and for some workbook may take hours or even days to compute. By moving those out, running them in parallel on the compute nodes, we can dramatically decrease that time. One of the things we do within our driver on the compute nodes is suppress the dialog boxes that might come from XL, and that can be customized as to what you want to do with those dialog boxes. So again, here's an architecture for XL on the compute nodes. On the left side here is the client where it's running with some input data. There is a calling process built into XL, and again, we provide that through our samples. It's going to communicate with the broker head node to send requests out to the cluster, and then on the cluster each one of the compute nodes is actually going to run a copy of XL. It's going to get a copy of the workbook from the client, do a portion of the calculation, return the results through, and then those are, are collated and put into the client's workbook, where you end up with a final result. So for more information on this, you can go to the Microsoft.com/HPC site. You can download the beta, and you can get more papers that describe this. But one of the things we should do is take a quick look at a couple demos. Okay, so I've opened a remote desktop session to a cluster where I'm connected to a client and I have a workbook open here. Now, one of the things you'll notice about this workbook is I have a panel on the right over here. This is a panel that we've added to the Excel workbook, and it has scheduler settings. So this HN01 is the head node for this cluster. There's a share directory. This is a temporary directory on the head node where this client workbook will be stored, and then each of the compute nodes that's going to do a calculation of this workbook will pick it up from there. There are other optional job properties we could set up. All these things let us control how this workbook is going to be run on the cluster. And here we're asking for 128 cores. So I can change the number of iterations here. This is a Monte Carlo simulation of cache calculation. So I'm going to run the model. We can see we're connecting to the scheduler. It's creating a job, and then it's connecting to the broker. If you notice quickly, it said it was storing a temporary copy of the workbook. It's doing the calculation. Again, we're running 50,000 iterations, and by using the compute power of the cluster, 128 copies are running in parallel. So now the results are coming back. We're finishing. We're taking the results and putting them back into the workbook. And you can see this ran very quickly. There was 6 seconds of prep time. It calculated for 10 seconds, and then pulling all the data back took only 8 seconds. So where you have workbooks that run for hours or even days, you can make them run very quickly in parallel if you can distribute the calculations and have each one of the compute nodes do a section of the workbook. All right, now let's take a look at UDF offload. So this spreadsheet uses two different UDF functions to make convertible bond pricing calculations. So here's some input to the calculations, and again, we have two different types of calculations. We're doing a full discount method and a bond and option method. So in the full discount method, we have this user-defined function that's been created with the Excel SDK, and it takes a lot of values here from the left-hand side. Each one of these cells is a slightly different calculation. We have 85 of those here. We also have a different UDF in the table on the right. Again, there are 85 function calls here to the convertible bond and options function. Now, if these were all 170 of these functions were to be run on the local system, it would take several minutes to run, and it would also tie up my system. CPU utilization would be pegged as it does these calculations. But what I've done is set this up so that it will run on the cluster. So I'll just do a time calculation. So it's starting the job, it's creating a broker session, and it should return here in just a couple seconds. So it came back, it took 10 seconds to run. And actually much of that time was setting up the SOA session. If we were to change the value here and run this again, it will use the same SOA session, and you'll see it comes back in only 1.79 seconds. So again, very, very quick. And again, if you have thousands or even a million of these UDF functions, you can use the power of the cluster to distribute those and make your calculations run very, very quickly. So those are the two demos of the UDF offload and running Excel in parallel on the compute nodes.